Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paraman Sri Prabhupada Stuti Sada Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. All glories to the Assembled Devotees. All glories to the Assembled Devotees. All glories to the Assembled Devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 1, Verse 8. Jaya Kale Tusatvasya. Devarshin Rajaso Saran Tamaso Yaksharakshangsi Tatkalanu Guno Pajat. Chant. Akale Tushatasya. Devashin Rajasa Suran Dhammasoya Sharakshansi Kanu Vajan Akale Sattvasa Rajasa Suran Dhamma soya shak samse kalana nano acha
jayane
satasya
devakshini
radhasu Varshin Rajasosaram Yakshavakshamsi Kalanugunabhajat Jayakale tu sattvasya Divarshin Rajasosaram Tamaso yaksara shansi Kala nugana vajat Jayakale. In the time of prominence. Two, indeed. Sattvasya. Of goodness. Deva. The demigods. Tamasa. Oh, sorry. Rishin and the sages. Rajasaha of passion. Asuran, the demons. Tamasaha of ignorance. Yakshakshansi, the yakshas and rakshasas. Takala anuganaha, according to the particular time. Avajat, fostered. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. When the quality of goodness is prominent, the sages and demigods flourish with the help of that quality with which they are infused and surcharged by the Supreme Lord. Similarly, when the mode of passion is prominent, the demons flourish. And when ignorance is prominent, the yakshas and rakshasas flourish. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is present in everyone's heart, fostering the reactions of sattva-guna, rajaguna, and tamaguna. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is not partial to anyone. The conditioned soul is under the influence of the various modes of material nature, and behind material nature is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But one's victory and loss under the influence of sattva-guna, rajaguna, and tamaguna are reactions of these modes, not of the Supreme Lord's partiality. Srila Jiva Goswami in Bhagavata Sandarbha has clearly said, Savadayana santi she yatra cha prakrita gunaha sashura sarvasu tebhya puman adya prasidatu. Haladini sandini samvit tvayeka sarvasang shaya stitau hladatapakarimishra tvayino gunavarjite. According to this statement of Bhagavata Sandarbha, the Supreme Lord, being always transcendental to the material qualities, is never affected by the influence of these qualities. The same characteristic is also present in the living being, but because he's conditioned by material nature, even the pleasure potency of the Lord is manifested in the conditioned soul as troublesome. In the material world, the pleasure enjoyed by the conditioned soul is followed by many painful conditions. For instance, we have seen in the two great wars which were conducted by the Rajaguna and Tamaguna, where both parties were actually ruined. The German people declared war against the English to ruin them. But the result was that both parties were ruined. Although the Allies were apparently victorious, at least on paper, actually, neither of them were victorious. Therefore, it should be concluded that the Supreme Personality of God is not partial to anyone. Everyone works under the influence of various modes of material nature. And when the various modes are prominent, the demigods or demons appear victorious under the influence of these modes. Everyone enjoys the fruits of his qualitative activities. This is also confirmed Bhagavad Gita 14:11-13. Manifestations of the mode of goodness can be experienced when all the gates of the body are illumined by knowledge. O chief of the Bardas, when there is an increase in the mode of passion, the symptoms of great attachment, uncontrollable desire, hankering, and intense endeavor develop. O son of Kuru, when there is an increase in the mode of ignorance, madness, illusion, inertia, and darkness are manifested. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present in everyone's heart, simply gives the results of the increase in the various qualities, but he is impartial. He supervises victory and loss, but he does not take part in them. The various modes of material nature do not work all at once. The interactions of these modes are exactly like seasonal changes. Sometimes there's an increment of Rajaguna, sometimes of Tamaguna, and sometimes Sattvaguna. Generally, the demigods are surcharged with Sattvaguna, and therefore, when the demons and demigods fight, the demigods are victorious because of prominence of their Sattvaguna qualities. However, this is not the partiality of the Supreme Lord. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yakipantamam vande sigurum tinotavinam om agyana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshumiritam yena tasamai shri gurave namaha. So here we're going to start because, you know, here it says the modes are in control, but actually behind the modes is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in the beginning of creation, we'll start from the beginning to find out how these modes are being controlled. The Lord is glancing at Durga, and in his glance is time, jiva, and karma. The Lord is breathing out. So what's the first thing that comes out of his breath? The personified Vedas. That's the first thing that comes out. Personified Vedas. And the first thing they do is to offer prayers to glorify the Lord. The Shrutis say, this is in the 10th canto, 87th chapter, victory, victory to you, O unconquerable one. By your very nature, you are perfectly full in all opulences. Therefore, please defeat the eternal power of illusion, who assumes control over the modes of nature to create difficulties for conditioned souls. Oh, you who awaken all the energies of the moving and unmoving embodied beings, sometimes the Vedas can recognize you as you sport with your material and spiritual potencies. So the Vedas are waking up the Lord, they're expressing their purpose of creation, that is compassion of the Lord, who wants to wake up the living entities to enjoy with him. So Prabhupada explains in one purport in 3rd canto, 5th chapter, verse 24, that this cosmic manifestation at the beginning was not present. Only the Lord was there, and there was no material world. So, but the Lord felt imperfect. This is a verse, actually. Verse 24. Without his plenary and separated parts and parcels, material energy was dormant, and the internal energy was manifested. But he was missing all of us who were sleeping. We were all sleeping with Maya. So Prabhupada gives the analogy, just like a husband sometimes feels lonely in the absence of his wife. So the Lord was feeling like that in the absence of his material world, this creation. Because we are all sleeping, and the Lord, when he glanced at Durga, he woke up Durga, and we are also waking up at this point. He wants us to wake up so we can enjoy with him in the spiritual world. So that's the purpose of creation. It is compassion. Compassion is behind it. Compassion of the Lord for the sleeping energy and for sleeping us. So we were sleeping and to our spiritual life. And that's why he woke us up. Actually, he wants that we all go back to Godhead. So he is controlling the modes of nature, although he has nothing to do with them. He's not affected. But in what form is Krishna controlling this material nature? It's in his form of time. So this verse mentions time twice, Jaya Kale, in the time of prominence, and at the last line, Tat Kala Nu Guno. The supreme personality of God is present in everyone's heart. So here in the word for word, it says, according to the particular time. So according to time, sometimes goodness is there, sometimes passion is there, and sometimes ignorance is there. I think now we can perceive in this world that ignorance is prominent. Ignorance is very prominent. The wars are going on, and both sides will suffer, are suffering. I just was reading something recently, how the one Russian soldier was saying, somehow he got an interview with some American newspaper, and so the Russian soldier was expressing his unhappiness that they're sending us out without training. I was a factory worker, and now no food, no bullets. We have guns, but no bullets. And so he's saying, this is what's happening. And they try to send us out in front, and we don't, you know, and we just get killed. And so four times they sent the boys, and then the fifth time they all refused to go. So, this is happening. And the Russian boys are running away, because they're all being drafted. And I know some have come to Vrindavan. Some Ukrainian also have come to Vrindavan. They're being drafted on both sides. So this is going on. Everyone is being ruined. It's not just, it's the youth of both the countries are being killed. Because it's the mode of ignorance. It is not a religious fight. So the modes of nature are being controlled by Krishna in his form of time, kala. Kalanu nu guno. So I'll share with you a verse from 11th canto, 24th chapter, verse 15. All the results of fruit of work have been arranged within this world by me. It's Krishna speaking, Uddhava Gita. I am the supreme creator acting as the force of time. So time is the one who is actually controlling the modes and giving us the results. So sometimes goodness rises up, or we rise up towards the surface of this ocean of material existence, and sometimes we again become submerged by time. And so for the non-devotees, time is called Kala Sarpa, snake of time. The snakes, they creep up and bite you when you least expect it. And when you're caught, you feel like a rat in the mouth of the cat. The rat is really afraid. He knows what's going to happen to him, but he doesn't know what's going to happen after. Where is he going to go? What's going to happen? So people caught up in the mouth of death are like that. And sometimes they experience the Yama Dutas come for them. Yes. So they are very, very afraid. So Yudhisthira was asked the question, in Mahabharata, what is the news? Yes. So Yudhisthira answered, in this world is like a frying pan. And the sun is the fire. The days and nights are the fuel. And the months and seasons are the stirring ladle. And guess who the cook is? Who is cooking us? Time. It's time. Time is the cook. We're being fried. Some of us are well done. Some of us are completely fried. Being in, like my age, we are fried. But sometimes it happens before you get old. You realize, yes, I'm being fried in this material world. So Bhishma in First Canto, 19th, 9th chapter of Bhagavatam says, how wonderful is influence of time. It is irreversible, otherwise how can there be reverses in the presence of King Yudhisthira, who is the son of the demigod controlling religion, in the presence of Bhima, the fighter with the club, and Arjuna, the best archer in the world. And so Prabhupada says, despite the power of pious acts, power of personalities, power of expert management, the power of weapons, under direct supervision of Krishna, the Pandavas suffered so many reverses, and this can only be explained as due to the influence of Kala, inevitable time. So Kala is Krishna, so that means it's the inexplicable wish of the Lord himself when things happen like that, which we do not understand. So this is beyond our control. Prabhupada said there's nothing to be lamented. So why do great devotees seem to suffer sometimes? So Prabhupada explains again in a purport to Bhishma's verses that, you know, the Lord teaches the world by teaching the devotee. Devotee doesn't have to learn anything new from the Lord because the Lord teaches the sincere devotee from within the heart. But, so sometimes a show is made to teach the devotees, as in the case of Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna heard Bhagavad Gita. He didn't need to, really, because he was a devotee, but he heard Bhagavad Gita. So this is to teach the less intelligent people. So Srila Prabhupada said, therefore, our attitude should be to ungrudgingly accept difficulties from the Lord as a benediction. So it looks like time is against us. Sometimes it's a really difficult time, must be in Rahu or something. But no, this is mercy of the Lord. This is the Lord's mercy. A benediction, somehow. Later, if you go on in life, after a few years later, you'll see, oh, this is the best thing. If this didn't happen, then now I wouldn't be where I am now. And so, yes. So Prabhupada, how do pure devotees take difficulties? Srila Prabhupada one time was very, very sick with fever and dysentery for 3 days. And after 3 days, his servant was wondering, you know, he was kind of doubting, why does Prabhupada have to suffer? He's a pure devotee. So then he asked Prabhupada, he didn't say directly, he said indirectly, why do pure devotees suffer? And Prabhupada answered, it was a lover's bite. So that means he was feeling the hand of Krishna. He was saying, oh, Krishna's biting me. And so sometimes we heard the analogy of, at the time of death, the mother cat catches the rat and the rat feels terrible. But for the devotee, the mother cat is catching the kitten and taking the kitten from one place to the other. How does the kitten feel? Yay! I'm with my mother and the kitten. But sometimes we feel the teeth of the mother cat during our life, even may not be time of death. We may feel the teeth, and that's when difficulties come. But it's just Krishna, because we're going the wrong direction. Sometimes the kitten goes the wrong direction, and the mother cat picks up the kitten and puts the kitten where it should go. If we're going the wrong direction, then Krishna may do that to us. He may pick us up and we'll feel, difficulty. I feel the teeth. But we should know it's the teeth of the mother cat. So people, they're afraid of time. Why are people afraid of time? Bhagavatam explains that anyone who does not know that time is the same supreme personality is afraid of the time factor. Yes. So everybody is afraid of time, but the devotee, he knows, oh, this is Krishna. So Prabhupada said, yes, we have seen Krishna in his universal form, 1942, when they were bombing Calcutta. Prabhupada was there. There was World War II. And he said, we ran to a shelter, and the bombing began. And we were seeing the Vishvarupa. That's the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the universe, the very fearful form of time. Yes, what Krishna revealed to Arjuna. So he said, yeah, of course this is just another form of Krishna, but it's not a very lovable form. We cannot love the universal form. Arjuna was really afraid and he was shocked and so many emotions he was feeling. So, but the lovable form, we love Krishna with two hands, Balabha. Just like another example Prabhupada gives, although your father may be a policeman, if he comes home firing his gun, you might be afraid of him. So, yeah, now Vishwarupa is like your father firing a gun. So you don't want to be in the way there. Yeah, you can't, it's hard to accept that form of your father. So now this form is being shown in Ukraine, and devotees are seeing it. And some of them are getting the realization, yes, this is the best thing. Now I'm really surrendering to Krishna. And yes, so this is what's happening. This is the news that's still happening today. People are being cooked by time. Mode of ignorance is prominent, and so there will be difficulties. The rakshasas are in control, as the verse says. When the mode of ignorance is prominent, then the yakshas and rakshasas are in control. In many purports, Prabhupada does say the rakshasas are in control. Now we're seeing it practically. And so, therefore, we have to surrender to Krishna. Abandon all varieties of religion, surrender to me. Sarvadharmam pratyaja, mamekam sharanam vraja. So, Prahlad Maharaj, he saw time also as, he saw time as crushing. In his verse, he says, oh, my Lord, no one can conquer you, but as for me, I'm being crushed by the wheel of time. So I surrender to me, surrender to you. Please protect me. So yes, we are being crushed, so we should surrender. That's one reason why we should surrender to Krishna. There are many reasons why. One reason is that time is after us. Now, according to Kunti Devi, she also she talks to the Lord, she prays to the Lord, yes, you are eternal time. Supreme Controller without beginning and end, the all-pervasive one. So time not only gives us difficulties sometimes, but time also is the witness to what we are doing now in this world. Another Prabhupada, in the purport of this verse by Kunti Devi, Srila Prabhupada says, another name of Paramatma feature of the Lord is Kala, or eternal time. Did you know that? We got the super soul in the heart and the external. When the super soul expands outside, of course we hear it's guru. Well, that's one nice thing, but it also, super soul also expands as time. Super soul is also time. And witnessing our activities. So sometimes we suffer and we don't know why. Why are we suffering? And we forgot, because we forgot what we did to get the suffering. We forgot, oh, this is a reaction to something I did. But time didn't forget, and so time is there reminding you, oh, remember you did this, you, yes, you killed this person, now somebody wants to kill you also. And so time is the witness. But the devotees are beyond time. Isn't that nice? So be a devotee. Always be a devotee. You can go beyond time. As I read in a previous class, the verse from 1st Canto 16th chapter, as long as Yamaraj is present here, no one shall meet with death. The sages have invited Yamaraj to Bhagavatam class. Yamaraj is here, he's listening, and he's too busy listening, and he won't take you. No. He's into Krishna Katha. He likes Katha. Yamaraj loves Katha. And so we're having katha, Yamaraj is here listening. We don't have to worry about dying now. So you should always be hearing Bhagavatam. That's the lesson. So devotees, they're very careful about time. They don't waste time. It's a symptom of bhava, of yartha-kalatvam. Bhagavatam says in, Narada Muni says in the first canto, fifth chapter, people who are actually intelligent and philosophically inclined should endeavor only for that thing which is not obtained from wandering from the highest planet to the lowest planet. And what is that thing? As far as, it's not sense enjoyment, because that we can get automatically in course of time, just like we get distress. You don't have to go after happiness, it will come. Nobody goes after distress, and it comes. So, so what is that thing that the intelligent, philosophically inclined person should endeavor for? And that is for Krishna prema, devotional service, love of Krishna. So Yamaraj is a great devotee. We shouldn't be afraid of him. He does tell his messengers, don't go near my devotees. Offer them respect. You go to those people who don't chant Hare Krishna mantra. You go there and bring them here for judgment. So very interesting, like Prabhupada was giving a lecture on the verse from 6th canto, where Yamaraj says, don't go to my devotees, go to those who are not chanting. So Prabhupada added something, a new translation to that verse. And this was in India, in Gorakhpur. So he said to the people, to the Indian people in the class, go to those people who don't become life members of ISKCON. They all became life members in the class. So Prabhupada, the pure devotee, and then of course, as yesterday's seminar we heard, if the pure devotee says something, the Lord must make it come true. And so Prabhupada said that, and I think one person didn't, then he was dying on his deathbed. He said, I'm bring the ISKCON devotees, I must become life member. So yes. Yeah, I think I told that story, yes, about Yamaraj and the person who died in Tirupati, and then he was sent back. He wasn't the right person, and the Yamadutas told him, go to ISKCON and buy Bhagavad Gita as it is, and you won't see us again. So yes, Yamadutas are also helping us in this marathon. So yes, we must become devotees again. The sun takes away everyone's life except the devotees who are hearing and chanting. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you spend your nights uselessly sleeping and daytime decorating your bodies. You have received the greatest gift of the human form, but you do not care for it. Not caring for the darling of Yashoda, you slowly fall through your last moments till death. With every rising and setting of the sun, a day passes and is lost. Then why do you remain idle and not serve the Lord of the heart? Now, a few verses after this, verse 12, has a very important message for people and for devotees especially. What is that message? The verse starts out, Shukadeva is speaking to Pariksha. He says, this time factor enhances the sattva gun. It favors the mode of goodness. Did you know that? Time favors goodness. So at least be in goodness. If you can't be transcendental, at least be in the mode of goodness. So yes, because the demigods are in sattva gun, and he favors the demigods, and the demons will be annihilated. And we see that happening now, that the demons, well, yes, this is according to Bhagavatam, the demons are being annihilated. So all material bodies, those peaceful in the mode of goodness, those who are agitated in passion, those who are foolish in ignorance, they are all your creations. This is a prayer by the wives of Kaliya. Still, those whose bodies are in the mode of goodness are especially dear to you. And that's why Krishna comes. Krishna comes to save those devotees, to protect those devotees who are in goodness. So this verse tells about sometimes it's goodness, sometimes it's passion. Well, there's a nice verse also in 2nd Canto, 7th chapter, verse 39, which says, there is a time for creation. There is a time for maintenance. And there is a time for destruction. Beginning of creation, there's penance, Lord Brahma, the Prajapatis, the sages who generate them. And during maintenance, there is Lord Vishnu, the demigods, and the kings of different planets. But at the end, there is irreligion, Lord Shiva. and the atheists full of anger. So this is, so there's a time, just like this purport in this verse, Prabhupada said, it's like seasonal changes. We have them, different yugas, Sattva Treta, and Dvapara and Kali. Now is the age of darkness. But there will be a special time in a few years when the golden age will really, we will see the golden age begin. It should be in your lifetime, maybe not mine. But within your lifetime, you should see the golden age begin. And Lord Chaitanya's movement will come and become prominent. So Krishna comes this time, but not in the spiritual world. The time in the spiritual world, you cannot understand. You can't understand the time. Bhagavatam is also beyond time. It's a history, but this kind of history is very interesting history. It was spoken at the beginning of creation. Usually history happens after. Something happens and you have a history. This history is spoken at the beginning of creation. It's eternal. Bhagavatam is eternal. So somebody was asking, how is it possible that Sutta spoke and then Shukadev, the Bhagavatam is supposed to be Shukadev, but he didn't come till second canto. And I said, yeah, there's different time. Bhagavatam is under a different time. And it's eternal. It's there in the spiritual world. It's there even in Brahmaloka, according to Tathasandarbha, 1 billion verses are there. And that includes Bhagavatam, Mahabharata. It's all there in the Vedas in Brahmaloka. So it's just a question of downloading them, like we would say. They're in cyberspace. Bhagavatam is there. Gita is there. It's all there. And you just have to download it. Well, it's been downloaded for us, so we don't have to worry. Good thing Vyasadeva did that for us. And so we have Krishna Lila. So spiritual time is different. There is no past and there is no future. Only present. Only present. So we have the example of Krishna. When he got married, he had 16,108 wives. And each one of those wives had a palace. 16,108 palaces. So Narada Muni decided to visit. Now he's a very quick traveler. Within a few moments or minutes, perhaps, he visited all the palaces of Krishna. And what did he find? In the first palace, Krishna was sitting on his bed being fanned by Rukmini. And the second palace, Krishna was just waking up. It was early in the morning. And he was going to give donations. He was worshiping, doing his puja, worshiping himself. And then in another palace, he was going out and shooting arrows. And that was like in the afternoon time. In another palace, he was having lunch. In another palace, he was going to sleep. So it's like there were 16,108 time zones. We have a problem with 24 time zones. Just imagine, Narada Muni was a very fast traveler, so he could do that all within a few minutes. He could see all the palaces. We can't even imagine the rate of how fast you can go spiritually. So Narada Muni was going by spiritual travel. He was going very fast. So we cannot catch up with him. So Prabhupada was beyond time. He never wasted his time. Srila Kirti said, I was only 20 years old when I was his servant, but I had a difficult time keeping up with him as he traveled around the world. On morning walks, he was 75 years old. I also experienced the same thing on a morning walk with Prabhupada. I was like 20-something. He was 70-something, and he was walking so fast, and we couldn't keep up with him. And I was trying to figure out, how does he walk so fast? I couldn't figure out, though. It was beyond my intelligence. So during one flight from New York, many devotees arranged for seats in the same row as Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Kirti was sitting next to him, and as the flight was going, some of the disciples began to fall asleep and do the dive bomb. They were just falling asleep with their, they didn't have their dandas, can't hold those. So that was a very funny sight. He said, Prabhupada was not amused. Prabhupada said, just see, everyone is awake. except for the devotees. They are sleeping. They're in Maya, sleeping. Everyone else is awake. Why they cannot stay awake? The Shirtakirti said, usually when Prabhupada talked to me like this, I became silent. I was afraid of saying the wrong thing. There wasn't a point you could make that Prabhupada couldn't defeat. And so he didn't want to be chastised. He said, one thing was certain, I did not sleep on that flight. And so, yeah, Prabhupada, he was beyond time. He would, whenever he was traveling, he would just, even if he didn't get any sleep the night before, he would see, what is the time now at 11 o'clock morning? Okay, time for massage. He just went straight into that time zone. Even after, maybe he didn't sleep the whole, went on a night flight, didn't sleep. Okay, time for massage. But his servants weren't like that. They were sleeping. They couldn't stay awake. So Prabhupada was liberated. But to show us and to live in the most effective way, he organized the 24 hours of the day and night. There was the best time when the air was cool and neighborhood quiet for taking a morning walk. There was the best time for devotees to gather, best time to eat for health, and a time to answer letters. So he rose early to regulate us also. So we all, you know, that was ingrained in our brain, Mangalarti. You have to go to Mangalarti. You have to chant 16 rounds. Those two things. And so he according to time, he did service for Krishna. According to how he could best serve Krishna, then he regulated his time. So is Krishna under time? One devotee went to Calcutta and saw Prabhupada's, the deities he worshipped in his childhood in one temple. And the pujari was dressing the deities, and the pujari put one watch on Krishna's hand, like he needs to know the time. So that was interesting. And then another example is in New York, when it was the book marathon, book distribution marathon, like now. So they changed the deity's Mangal Arati to 3:30 from 4:30. And Prabhupada went, he looked at the deities, he said, Krishna is not getting enough sleep. He said, he has to work hard whole day herding the cows. Now this is New York. This is not Vrindavan. Where in New York? I mean, there is a lot of good land there. Not New York City. He said, so he must get his sleep. So they changed the Mangal Arati back. So evidently Krishna is also affected by time here. That here in the material world, not in the spiritual world. He's up all night dancing. But here, he has to have his sleep. Okay, so I'll stop here, and if there's any questions, you can ask at this point. No questions today, huh? Oh, that's very interesting. Oh, yes, of course.
Hare Krishna Mataji, thank you for the nice class. You were talking about Srila Prabhupada. So my question is, what were your first thoughts when you saw Srila Prabhupada? Because Prabhupada interacts with the children.
Yeah, I'll tell you my first thoughts. I know what they were. I met him at the airport, some airport in Florida he was visiting, and I was walking behind him. And I was thinking, oh, this is where I belong. I never felt, when I was in the before that, I never felt I belonged anywhere. In my school, I was like 10 years old. I was looking at the other kids. I said, I'm not one of them. I'm from another country, or maybe I'm from another planet. But one thing I know is I'm not American. I'm not one of them. So then, never felt like I was belonging anywhere, you know, this group, that group. When they asked me what career I wanted to do, I said, none of them. So I became a musician, because that wasn't one of them. So for the first time in my life, when I started following Prabhupada, I said, okay, this is where I belong. I can follow him the rest of my life. This is where I belong. I felt that. I didn't really fit in the material world. I didn't feel comfortable living in the material world. So Prabhupada, yes. That's it. Any other questions? Okay. Jai. Gaurisya Srila Prabhupada. Vanchakaupa Chubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Pamanibhyo Vaishyavibhyo.